My name's Neville Collard. I'm a Yuengar man, and I'm working with Genobiddies, the footpaths that are running along the Swan River. And the first one that we'd just like to talk about is the Devil's Elbow in Peppermint Grove, and where there's a number of peppermint trees growing, and where you'll see peppermint trees regularly along the Genobiddies, the footpath. First of all, number one is the Devil's Elbow in Yuengar, that's called the Janok Ngoi, which means Janok is the devil, and Ngoi is the elbow. And in the, when you come here, you can notice that there's a sharp bend in the road there, and that's what's called the Devil's Elbow. And also part of this dreaming track here is the Yorokal Jirong, the limestone cave that you can see along the way there. And these caves always were places that housed Aboriginal people in the summer, winter, keep warm, keep cool, keep out of the damp. When the Aboriginal people were residing along the Derbal Yerrigan, which is the Swan River. And as we come to the trees, the peppermint trees, they're a very medicinal plant. We call them a murik mabarn lot. It's good health for you to break the leaves off, rub them in your hands, and take deep breaths and smell the peppermint as it goes deep into your lungs, and to help clear congestion. Also helps clear asthma and things where people have got a lot of congestion. It's a very powerful plant. And when you want to use it on the children, you'd light a little fire and you'd put the leaves on the fire. And when the heat sweated the oil out of the leaves, the peppermint oil, you'd rub the oil onto your hands and then rub it onto the chest or on the nose of the kulung, the kulunga, the child who was ill. That we call mindich. So the peppermint tree is a very good tree in relation to dealing with ailments such as congestion, runny nose, on little children and adults. And the peppermint tree, you could also, we use the leaves were boiled up and used as tea, make peppermint tea, when the early settlers came here. Thank you.